Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
To Joe on 1850-715-815.
Joe at RT.ie from anywhere in the world. Victor Brown. Victor, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe.
When did you find the letter?
My son Craig found it yesterday evening.
Where?
In the Limerick Protestant Young Men's Association clubhouse in O'Connell Street in Limerick.
Did he find the letter?
We have a monument inside to the members who fought in the First World War.
Yeah.
And we're looking at moving it to a better position.
Okay.
So there was a plate on it, and Craig assumed that one of the fixings was behind the plate. So he unscrewed the plate, took it off, and there was an envelope inside, and it said, "Only to be opened by a responsible person," signed James Hassett. And the date was January 21st, 1921.
But is that saying it was to be opened on January 24th, 1920, 14th of January 1921?
No, what it says is to be opened by a responsible person. So we would assume that would be a trustee or a president of the LPYMA.
And is it a bulky envelope? Is it a slim envelope? Is it?
It's a bulky envelope. It does contain some paperwork, so we're debating now, will we open it in this month, or will we wait until until it's 100 years old?
Which is about 12 weeks away.
About that, yeah.
But the 14th of January 1921 was 36,500 days ago.
That's correct.
Open it now. Speaking. Open it now.
Well, I don't have it in front of me at the moment, but we're trying to decide, you know, what's the best course of action. We want to do a little bit of research into who James Hassett was. We have I've contacted one of his living relations.
Okay.
So we're going to get a bit of information.
So it says, the envelope closed 14th of January 1921 to be opened by some responsible person when found. It's been found yesterday. Isn't that correct?
Found yesterday, yes.
Found yesterday after nearly, 99 years and nearly 100 years bar a couple of months. What do you suspect is in it, Victor?
I presume it's some kind of a time capsule of sorts that would be relating to the monument, the people that were named on it. My own granduncle would be one of the people that's named on the monument. And that's why our involvement is there. Mm-hmm. Both Craig and myself are trustees of the LPYMA.
So you're a trustee, so you open it.
Well, I am, but we want to have a general agreement as to will we wait for the 100th anniversary, or will we open it this month, which would be a significant enough month anyway for people.
November,
that remember the fallen,
And we're coming up to Remembrance Day in exactly a week's time.
Exactly, yeah.
So who will make that decision?
As a board, we will sit, the trustees will sit down and we'll decide, and then we'll go forward from there. We'll unveil it. People may be of interest. There's a huge amount of names on the monument itself, as you can see from some of the Twitter posts by my son Craig.
Okay.
And maybe it could be of interest to people. Genealogy apparently is becoming more popular again, especially during lockdown. So,
and there's no does the date tell us anything? 14th of January 1921. We're in the middle of the War of Independence. There's savagery going on in terms of the black and tans and retaliation and reprisals. Terence McSweeney has just died. Kevin Barry has just been executed last Sunday. There's a number of other people on hunger strike. The black and tans have sacked Balbrigg and Tralee and Cork. It was a pretty febrile, fetid time in the country.
It was, but you have to remember that as a sports and social club, we wouldn't have had any.
Yeah, but why would somebody? I take that point, Victor. But why would somebody hide an envelope, close it securely, and say and write this on it? Envelope closed 14th of January 1921. We presume that's when it was actually finalised, to be opened by some responsible person when found. And there's nothing on it saying when found within the next 10 years. It just says when found, and then it was hidden.
Well, the same as any time capsule that would have been put in place. Okay. By any organisation.
Well, would you think about
any national school?
Okay, would you think about opening it? Can I make a suggestion? Can you think about opening it on this day week, on the 11th, on Armistice Day? Think about it. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah,
think about
it. And
I'm asking you to do it on Liveline as well.
Yeah.
So we can open it. We can open it to a body of people in terms of there will be experts there and amateur historians and genealogists who would love to find out what's in it. Unless it's a large sum of money, Victor, I suggest you and Connor open it quietly in the meantime. And well, you can't head to Shannon Airport. There's nothing much happening. But you suspect and I suspect that it's of historical significance relating to some, if not all, of the people that are remembered on the members. It looks like a beautiful piece. The members who took part in the Great War, 1914-1918. So maybe if you think about it for a week, Victor, maybe think about doing it this day next week.
I'm sure
if we can get agreement.
Joe, and if we get agreement, we won't have any problem doing that.
Okay. And is the Limerick Protestant Young Men's Association still going?
It is, yes.
Okay.
Some of us aren't as young as we used to be, but and there are women involved. Son Noah is an 8-year-old. He plays badminton there. The kids from St. Michael's National School are basically the people that make up our junior badminton club under Jennifer O'Leary at the moment.
Right, okay.
We're starting to build again.
One of the reasons, Victor, I'd ask you to do it in a public forum, you can choose a different forum if you wish, but I'd love you to do it here, is that not enough people are recording on paper what is happening. They're recording it on social media, but in terms of the accessibility of paper, and it's just to remind people, especially young people, that this might be here's an envelope that was signed and sealed just short of 100 years ago that's now been found accidentally, and let's with your permission find out in the next short period what's in it. Okay, that's Victor Brown. Victor, think about that. As I say, we will facilitate if you wish. That's Victor Brown in Limerick.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you indeed. 51551 Marchand.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.